It is my great joy to share with you the testimony of my life to the grace of God in Christ Jesus. It was at the age of 9, while I was still a pagan young boy. By pagan, I don't mean irreligious. I mean religion without knowing the true God in Jesus Christ. It was at that stage, while I looked at my father who was trying to find God, but never seemed to find the reality of the God he was seeking. Then, after that, at the age of 9, it pleased God through an African young man to lead me to himself through Christ. But really that stage was a conversion, a beginning, a conversion from unreality to the teaching of Christianity. But you know, teaching is not Christ. I appreciated the teaching. I liked it because it spoke about one who loved and died to save men. I understood to a certain extent, but understanding is not all there is to find reality in Christ. A time came when the understanding became dry, when the truth which I learned did not seem to meet the need of my heart. There was a growing emptiness in my life. Having been converted from pagan religion, entering the church, I did not find the joy about which the New Testament spoke. I longed for it. I desired it. But I didn't find it. And because when you don't find, seeking becomes disappointment. I became a disappointed follower of the teaching of Christ. I mean the follower of the teaching of Christ, not Christ himself. But praise God, because at the age of 16, when in fact I had become an agnostic, it pleased God again through the working of the Spirit. And he worked through a young African gentleman, a friend of mine, who when he met me, shared with me the reality of the experience he had found in Christ. Christ had become a living reality. And in finding Christ, he had found the very God of his creation. Yes, his need was met. For in Christ he found forgiveness. And he told me this on the road. I was coming from a drinking party. This was in 1941. A young teacher as I was, lost to myself because lost to my God. And I never found who I was because I had never found the God who created me. God used my friend to help me to see reality. His words were simple, but they were real. And as I looked into his eyes, I discovered that he had found the reality which I had never found all my life. He left me, having given me a short word of testimony, such as I'm trying to give you now. And when he went, his word stuck with me. The Spirit gripped my soul. And as I was alone in my bedroom, I knelt, agnostic as I was, and I confronted God with the desperate need of my heart. Young I was, agnostic, I told you, empty indeed. And I told God that story, that here was a young African teacher with an empty life, an empty heart, which nothing could fill and which nothing had ever met. There in the loneliness of my bedroom, an empty feeling, an empty heart, again discovered the wonderful Christ in whom God put everything that any human being can ever need. There, as I was kneeling, Christ indeed became a living reality. I saw him hanging on the cross. It was not seeing him with his eyes. It was a spirit seeing, for my spirit was so needed. And he revealed himself to my spirit, and I saw him as my Savior and Lord, who died to take away my sins. In fact, as I knelt there, I knew the meaning of what Paul meant when he said, Christ loved me and gave himself for me. His love overcame my rebellion. His fullness met my emptiness. His righteousness lifted the burden of my sins. I knew I was different. May I say to you, whoever is listening to me, I have never been the same. It's 29 years ago now. How I praise God that He entered into that dark heart of mine, full of empty darkness, and He changed it, and this is my salvation. From that time, Christ became more than a friend. He became my Savior. He became the Lord of my life. He took away the emptiness. He filled my lips with messages, and He gave my heart a new song, and life took on a new meaning. I praise Him, and I commend Him to you. He is worth everything. In fact, He deserves all your love. Having said that, now I must stop a little bit, and then I will tell you the secret of how to go on with Him.